Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated to Alta Shena Bas Yaakov, in memory of her. May her neshama have a big elevation, and may her family be comforted. This is a story about the Baal Shem Tov and Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, and he had a certain chassid who wanted very much to go to Eretz Yisrael, and asked the Baal Shem Tov on a number of occasions for a bracha, permission to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov did not give it, did not give the bracha to go to Eretz Yisrael, did not give permission to go to Yisrael. But one time this chassid decided he could not bear it any longer, he really had to go. Therefore, he packed up his family, put all their possessions on a wagon, horse-drawn wagon. They set off on a certain Erev Shabbos. Their plan was to stop at a town on the way for Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, they would continue their journey. Now, it so happened that as they were driving their wagon out of Mezhebuzh, where the Baal Shem Tov was living and where this chassid was living, who should be coming in the other direction but the Baal Shem Tov himself? Baal Shem Tov stopped his wagon and said to the chassid, "Where are you going?" The chassid said, "I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I just could not bear it any longer. And I have my family and our possessions in the wagon. We're on our way." So the Baal Shem Tov said, "Can you at least spend this Shabbos with me here in Mezhebuzh?" So the chassid said, "I really can't, Rebbe, because I already made arrangements to stay in the next town, which is where people usually stay on the Shabbos just before they leave this area. And they already paid for the mikveh over there and other payments that I would have to make for staying there with my family for Shabbos. And therefore, I can't really do it." So the Baal Shem Tov said, "I'll tell you what, I will pay all the expenses that you were going to have to pay in the next town. And this way you could please spend Shabbos with me. And then afterwards." So the chassid said, "Okay." Baal Shem Tov said, "Come, let us spend Shabbos together. In fact, after you bring your family back home, we'll go together to get ready for Shabbos." "Okay." The chassid said, "This is quite a privilege to be with the Baal Shem Tov as he prepares himself for Shabbos." And that's what happened. As they entered the mikveh, the chassid went into the mikveh, or after showering or whatever, he went into the mikveh, and all of a sudden, he had an incredible vision, like a dream. It only took a few seconds, but it seemed like it was a very, very long dream. And this is what he dreamt. He dreamt that he indeed went to Eretz Yisrael and traveled over land and then by boat. And I don't know if in the dream his family was also there with him or not, but when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was so excited, he kissed the ground. He was so excited to be in the Eretz HaKodesh, the Holy Land. He said to the people there, "Where's Yerushalayim?" So they said, "Here, we'll take you to Yerushalayim." They took him to Yerushalayim. And he was now even more excited. He said, "Where is the Har HaBayis? Where is the mountain on which is built the Beis HaMikdash?" He said, "Here, we'll show you." They took him. He came to the Har HaBayis, the mountain on the base of which the Beis HaMikdash is built. And he said, "Where is the Kodesh? Where's the holy section of the Beis HaMikdash?" They said, "Here, we'll show you." And finally, when he came into the holy section, he said, "And where is the Kodesh Kodashim?" Now, of course, these last two areas could only be got into by a Kohen. And in any case, the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, we know it's not built physically right now, but it's a dream. And so he said, "Where's the Kodesh Kodashim?" They said, "Here, come, it's over here. And here's the Kodesh Kodashim." He looked in and he said, "And the Aron?" They said, "Right over here." And looked at the Aron and he said, "And where are the Luchos?" They opened up in the dream, they opened up the Aron, and he saw that they were empty. The Aron was empty. He said, "Where are the Luchas? The Luchas are not here." "Oh, the Luchas," they said to him, "the Luchas are in Mezhebush with the Baal Shem Tov." As soon as that dream ended right there, he realized again he was back in Mezhebush, and he said to the Baal Shem Tov, "I will stay here after all." And that's the story. Now, how do we understand this story? So, a tzaddik is a person by whom godliness is revealed. Not like an ordinary person like me or you, that we are struggling to overcome our animal soul and our Yetzer Hara. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't do it. We're working on it. We're a work in progress. Whereas a tzaddik is a person who has way, way past that stage in his service of Hashem or her service of Hashem. And the tzaddik is a person that Hashem uses to reveal godliness in the world. And therefore, the tzaddik is a person who inspires people tremendously to serve Hashem, that we're able to connect more strongly to Hashem with the help of the tzaddik. Of course, every person can connect to Hashem directly, no question. But the type of connection that we can have to Hashem through a tzaddik is a very special connection. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu helped the Jewish people connect to Hashem, that he brought the Torah down to them and so forth. It's obvious that as much as we can connect to Hashem ourselves, that we should try our hardest every single day when we daven and many other times during the day through our learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we are trying to connect to Hashem, and we do to a certain extent. But there's a special type of connection which a tzaddik can make for a person, and that is very similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Although a Jew can connect to Hashem anywhere, when we are in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a special connection to Hashem, especially strong, special quality. And that's what the story is teaching us. Baal Shem Tov knew that for this particular chassid, his service of Hashem would be more successful. It would be more along the lines of what Hashem wanted for this particular Jew to continue staying in Mezhebush, learning with the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, although he certainly gave the chassid free choice, I mean, it was up to the chassid, he could have said, "No, thank you, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael." But the Baal Shem Tov was suggesting to him that he would be able to accomplish more at that time in that particular place by staying there with the Baal Shem Tov. Now, today, there are millions and millions of Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. Surely, it is the right place for them, no question. No question about it, that is by divine providence that they're there. And everybody has their service of Hashem. My own son lives there with his family. And it's certainly the right place for every Jew, eventually. But at this point, as we are, just before the Mashiach comes, just before the redemption, for some people, it's not yet the right place to be. And this chassid, for him, was the best place to be there with Baal Shem Tov. In any case, a tzaddik is a very special gift that Hashem gives to us to help us to connect with Hashem in a more strong way. And this certainly will help to bring Mashiach quicker, and especially as we put our efforts into learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, more and more, that Mashiach will come so much quicker. May it come immediately, and may it happen now. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.